Would you like to talk about your family now? We talked about your family growing up, and you mentioned your children, but bring us up to date.
Well, we're very private people, and I think the university and the community actually figured it out fairly quickly that I was very family-centered and very family-oriented. We had 9 children. We had our first child just about as we were leaving graduate school in Cornell in 57. And then we had them spread fairly closely through the years, and then there was a couple of years gap. I don't have the numbers in front of me until the last one. And in fact, it's a family joke because I can't remember birthdays. And when the kids were growing up and we had them all running around, I couldn't remember their names. And I'd say, hey, boy. And so I have to sort of consciously call a roll in my head. Another joke in a family was that this had an effect one time when one of the boys, Mark, was playing football in junior high school. He broke an arm, and it wasn't clear that it was a broken arm. So we never took medicine very seriously because you have just too many of them. So by the next day, it was clear that there was something wrong with that arm. And so I took him to the emergency room. And they did the usual paperwork, and they said, well, what's his birthday? And I turned to Mark, and I said, when were you born? And they said, you are the father? And I said, oh, yeah, no, I'm the father. And so from that time on, I always carry in my wallet or my pocket a list of all the kids and who they are. So I'm looking at it now, as a matter of fact. Anyway, we came out to San Diego with the 9 children. Although actually not all of the children, we didn't bring them all out because by 1978 the oldest, who is Erica, had been in the army and had met her husband Maurice, and they got married in 78. She was born in 57, so at that time she was 21. So she didn't come with us. The next one, Monica, who was born in 58, the next year, she got married in 1980 to her husband, Jay Barenter. And she came out, and so she was the oldest one of the crew that came out. Now, I have to give credit to my wife here for a lot of things, of course, but for this. I came out in July, and I stayed down in the Howard Johnsons down near the university. And they came out several months later, and Ann, my wife, brought all the kids out together.
Oh, boy.
So she brought out 8 kids at that time. And that was a major thing. Anyway, Monica was the oldest. And in 78, she was 20, and so she was in college. And in fact, we have a very nice picture of her looking at the sundial outside of the old administration building. And she was registering in San Diego State. And I went along with her and found out that there was no computerized registration. It was all paper and pencil. And I had been helpful in College Park in computerizing the operation. And so it so impressed me that I swore publicly I was going to computerize the registration. So she went into San Diego State. The next one down is Mark. We had two girls, Erica and Monica, and then we had 2 boys, Mark and Kevin. Mark, in 78, was in the Army, and in 1980, also married, as did Monica and Jay, Mark married his wife, Joyce, in San Antonio. Came out of the Army, went into medical school, and is a doctor of osteopathy, and a very successful doctor in Las Vegas. I'll back up a little bit. Erica and Maurice had a son and twin daughters, so they have 3 kids. And just recently, one of the twins got married, so were at that stage. So one of the oldest of the grandchildren now is potentially going to give us great-grandchildren.
Wow.
Monica and Jay, who are, and Erica and Maurice are in North Carolina. And the three kids, all three kids went to University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. Mm-hmm. Monica and Jay have two children, Alexandra and Samantha. Alexandra, the oldest, is about to go to Emory this fall. So it's going to be very interesting to see the effect on her younger sister and her effect, the effect that she's gone on her mother and father, who I think are going to have a hard time myself. Monica's husband, Jay, is a podiatrist in town and works over at Scripps, and a very good one, very well known, Jay Berenger. Mark, the third child, is a doctor in Las Vegas, married to Joyce. They have three kids, Brittany, Mark Thomas, and Blake Robert. Brittany Ann, Ann is for my wife, and Mark Thomas, Thomas is for me, and Blake Robert, Robert is for Joyce's father. Brittany Ann is going to go to UNLV in the fall, and the other two are proportionately younger. They're both athletes. All three of them are athletes, as a matter of fact, as are Monica's two girls. They're very good softball players. Monica's going to, I mean, Alexandra is going to Emory on a softball, not a scholarship because it's not Division I-A. But next down is Kevin, who is a middle school teacher in El Cajon. Now, Monica went to state. Mark did not. Erica did not. Kevin, Monica graduated from state. Kevin graduated from state in education and has since gotten his master's and teaches drama. He graduated from San Diego State in drama. The next one down is Sarah, the girl, who, and she was the one, she was born in 62, so in 78, she was 16, 17. Now in Maryland, when we had all these children, with the exception of sabbatical 64-5 in Berkeley, we were fortunate enough that we had a big enough house when you could buy a house on a professor's salary. So we had, I forget now, 5 or 6 bedrooms, what have you. And in Maryland, it's all brick.
Mm-hmm.
Beautiful houses.
Mm-hmm.
And they had all lived in one house for a long time. So everything you read is right. If you pick up a family like that and move them, somebody in the middle gets hurt. And Sarah was the one who was at an age when it was very tough for her to come out. And she had a lot of problems, and she was 16, 17, and sort of left the family for a while, for a long time, but now is very happily married and is a wonderful young woman and has some medical problems, but a wonderful person and is very much in touch with the whole family all the time. So the whole family is very much in touch.
It's nice.
And Sarah is in Ohio. As I said, Erica and Maurice are in North Carolina.
Mm-hmm.
And we'll come to the one of the boys who is also in Massachusetts. Mark is in Las Vegas. Monica's in Poway here. Kevin is in El Cajon. After Sarah is Timothy, who married Krista Smith. Both of them graduated from San Diego State. Mm-hmm. Krista in hearing and speech, and Timothy in physics. He got his bachelor's in physics and his master's in physics from San Diego State, and went on and got a PhD in electrical engineering from Stanford. Has been a leader in lasers and telecommunications in a company called New Focus, was a co-founder, and then they sold that out. And he got bored, and now he's starting another company called Daylight Solutions here in San Diego. The New Focus was up in Silicon Valley. And is very bright, lots of patents given and pending in all this area. So he's a very interesting fellow. And they also live in Poway. And they have three children, Megan, Cameron, and Aaron. Megan is an athlete swimmer, although she's having trouble at the moment with her inner ears. And that seems to be coming through the day genes, because I had trouble with ears, and my brother had trouble with ears, and I don't know about my father. But so Megan is having some problems. And the two boys who are younger are... Megan is in high school, born in 90, so she's 15, mm-hmm. 16. Next down is Jonathan, also graduated from San Diego State in biological stuff, and is a kind of an account executive salesman in medical equipment company, and is up in Massachusetts, doing very well. In fact, we're going to see him in a couple of weeks. Patrick is next. Went to San Diego State for 2 years, was mostly interested in watching the basketball team, and worked with Smokey Gaines, helping the basketball team, decided after 2 years that he wanted to be a chef, interestingly enough. Went to Grossmont Community Colleges, took some courses there. My wife Anne's a very good cook, and that seems to be genetic to some degree. Mm-hmm. And then Patrick went to Vermont for 2 years to what is currently agreed on to be the second or third best chef school in the country, the New England Culinary Institute.
Oh, yeah.
And in fact, I went out and gave a commencement speech for him. And he went to San Francisco and was a sous chef, and then he came down to San Diego and he was head chef in a couple different places, and then... he opened his own restaurant, which I invested in. And then the restaurant closed after a while.
Oh, I was going to ask you what it was.
Yeah. Well, it was called Blue Bay. It was out on Ocean Beach.
Oh.
Or Pacific Beach.
Mm-hmm.
But it, number one, location is always true. It was well located, but it had no parking.
Oh.
And we didn't appreciate how important it is for a restaurant to have good parking. So it really suffered from that. And he now works as a kind of a super salesman for Sysco, the food distributors,
mm-hmm.
which is, I'm learning from him, is the number one big food distributor in the country and is a very mm-hmm. successful thing. And he works very hard and he's very successful. And he's married to Mary Ann, who was a very successful person in title company and mortgage and stuff like that. And they have no children. And finally, the youngest is Adam, who is married to Susie, and Adam has five children. Was married previously, where he had four, and then when married Susie, took on the fifth. And they are in order, Annalise, and Mackenzie, and mm-hmm. Thomas Nathan, and Addison, and the fifth one is Christian. So we have 16 grandchildren.
Mm.
Nine children. And Kevin and Jonathan have significant others, so that all of them are paired up. So that's 18.
Wow.
And 16 grandchildren is 34. And there's two of us, and that's 36. And so when rarely, not very often, we get everybody together, but
yeah.
We got them together not too long ago in Palm Springs, a year or two ago. And so they were, at that time, 35, and Adam got remarried. Now there's 36 people in the group. So it makes a big picture.
It's a beautiful picture. It's a beautiful family. It's really remarkable. Where did you all stay in Palm Beach? How did that work?
I forget. One of the classier hotels. Jay handles a lot of kind of thing. I don't remember whether it was the Hilton or one of those. And Ann and I, when we retired, we bought 3 weeks of timeshares in Marriott up in Newport. And we never go to Newport, but you can use the timeshares to trade it for other places. And so we used a couple weeks to trade up there in Palm Springs so that a couple of the families could come and be in there. But some of these kids, by money standards, are pretty well off, and some are not.
Mm-hmm.
They're all very hard workers. We are very fortunate with our children. We love them all very much. We had a long tradition, even when I was working at physics, so that I was working very hard, as in contrast to being an administrator.
Mm-hmm.
I was always home for supper.
Oh, that's terrific.
We made a point of that. We always encouraged all the children to participate and argue. And
yeah.
So it turns out that all nine of them are very argumentative and talkative. On another dimension, they were all in formative years as I went into administration and then came out here. Not all of them would acknowledge that I was president out here, and some would, some wouldn't.
Yeah.
But they grew up in an environment, especially the younger ones, where you had to meet people and you had to be gracious and you have to hold up your end of the conversation, so they can all do that very well. I didn't talk about Adam very much. Adam works in Sikwan, Indian tribe, as their public relations guy. He's the assistant tribal leader. I forget exactly his title, but he's in charge of all the non-gaming aspects of the reservation.
Interesting.
And is also the political lobbyist in the best sense of that word, and is a very important person out there. And so we're very proud of all of them. I think they're all successful.
That's quite an accomplishment. You know, when you talk about accomplishments, that's really...
Well, let's see. Monica went to state. Kevin went to state. Timothy and Krista went to state. Jonathan graduated from state. Patrick went to state and went on.
Mm-hmm.
Adam went to state and graduated. So we have quite a number who were state. And in fact, one of the reasons, a secondary reason that I came to San Diego State was that it was clear it was a very good university, especially for undergraduate teaching. And most of the kids were at the point or coming to the point where they're going to go to college. And I wanted them to be able to go from near home if they could, or wanted to. And most of them did. Monica went 1 year to Notre Dame and then came back and finished in state. Adam went 1 year to USD and came back and finished in state. And the other ones that I mentioned all went through and finished at state.
Mm-hmm.
And they all went in different parts of San Diego State. So we got all kinds of information of different parts. I mean, Timothy was in the physics department, and that was nominally my department. And so it was very interesting to see what kind of faculty he met. And he got excellent training, excellent education. Physics at San Diego State is a relatively small department.
Mm-hmm.
But have very fine faculty. So he got very good training, and in fact, one of his predecessors at State became the first woman astronaut, and I can't remember her name right now. Hispanic woman, was top of the class, was valedictorian at San Diego State. Can't remember her name. And interestingly enough, her mother came through a couple of years later and finished and got her degree at San Diego State, the lady astronaut. And she was a physics major, too. And she went on to Stanford. So Stanford was has been very receptive to the physics majors from San Diego State,
that's
which is not typical.
That's great.
Anyway, we're very proud of them, and they...
Well, now that there are all these grandchildren, do you ever, I imagine you do, you mentioned softball, but do you get involved with any of their activities? Or?
Well, I go to some of the softball games, and so that's Monica and Jay's kids.
Yeah.
And Timmy's kids are playing football now, the boys are. And the oldest child, Megan, is a swimmer. And so I went to a couple of her meets. So I do that, but I make a point of not going to all of them, because then you're expected to do all of them, and then you have to limit your time. Adam's kids are beginning to get in some sports. They're the youngest of the bunch, and so I have to go out there. Adam and Susie live out in Alpine, so they're a little further away.
Yeah.
But they're in the area as well. Patrick's in the area, and Timmy's in the area. Kevin's in the area. Monica's in the area. So not in the area are Erica, the oldest, in North Carolina, Mark, who's in Las Vegas, Sarah, who's in Ohio, and Jonathan in Massachusetts. So five of them are here and four of them are elsewhere.
Do you all keep in touch by email?
Yeah. Monica's the organizer of the family. She's the second oldest. And she, very organized and very good at these things, very good at computers, very good at email. And so she makes sure everybody stays together. And
that's great.
And I do a lot of it because I have enough time now. But I don't try to keep in touch with all of them like she does. So I keep in touch a lot with Sarah because there were some years when that was a very important lifeline. And so we still do keep in touch.
That's great.
And I, you know, I program my email thing so that if there's something I want to say to all of them, I just type it to kids and it goes to all of them. Well, and you have questions you have to face. You know, should you give all your children presents on their birthday or Christmas, or should you give all your grandchildren? So we don't give presents to the children or children-in-law anymore. We give presents to the grandchildren.
Yeah.
On the other hand, they're getting older, and so then you have to ask, well, how much are you going to spend on presents for these older kids? And the twins, for example, Erica's twins, are, they're born in 83, so they are 23. One of them just married. Mm. The other one is going into Air Force Reserve and is going through that. So. Well, you know, at what point do you stop giving them gifts?
Yeah.
And you go through life thinking this way all the time. You get it bred into you that whatever you do, you're setting a precedent for nine. See? So you want to be very careful.
Yeah.
And with all kinds of things. I mean, I always used to kid when people would ask about it that you either adapt or die when you've got nine kids. And so it must be built into the genetics that you become very good and with jungle instincts. You're somehow listening to all of them. You know where they all are in the house, and you know what they're more or less up to. You get very cynical with them because they're up to something. And you're always listening for the right kind of cry, whether it's funny cry or hurt cry. And mm-hmm. I still see myself doing that now. I mean, I'd love to see, especially two-year-olds, 1-year-old, 2-year-olds, I think, beautiful age, because you can see a real person in there.
Oh, yeah.
And especially when they're beginning to talk and walk. And we eat out a lot now. We eat, like this morning, we eat at the Pancake House, and there are a lot of kids in there,
which
we love.
Yeah.
So you see these little kids, 2 years old, and or you'll hear a cry, oh, the kid's happy, or you hear a cry, man, something wrong there. And you still have these instincts about things, which I think is interesting.
It's wonderful. And tell me, you know, there's a culture in a family, and also, as you were mentioning, there's certain things that are genetic. And with music, how about music in the family?
Well, that's interesting. I mean, some are more interested than the others. We don't have any performers of music. I mean, I don't think any of them play instruments. But I think all of them are very inclined to music. Now, a lot of them, especially with the children, are in modern pop music. Some of them, Timothy, for example, is very inclined in that direction, and also in other aesthetic things, sculpture and painting, collecting and doing things. So they're not performers. I think that's going on into other parts of my siblings. But the interest in music seems to be everywhere, and
that's great.
Which is good. We're readers, Ann and I, and for a long time we never had a television set, and we were in a neighborhood in Silver Spring in Maryland, where we had towards the end we had nine kids, and we bought the house when they were building it, and it was a small little dead-ended neighborhood where the average family had six kids, and it was there were a lot of Catholic families there, and there was a temple up the road, so there were some Jewish families, and they had a lot of children, so it was very ideal for raising the kids.
Yeah.
And They were always up to something. There was a pool across the street, so a lot of the kids were swimmers when they grew up. And it was a very self-supportive kind of thing. And they were not out in the streets too much. I know some of the kids got in trouble here and there, and I was very strict in their eyes, and they still hold it against me, some of them, and make sure they rub it in, Mark in particular. Mm. But I felt, you know, we were just bringing them up. And they were all happy kids, and they were all outspoken. We always encouraged them to not be smart mouth, but to be outspoken and to argue and to learn on things and give their opinion, whether it's politics. We were readers a lot. Like I said, we never had television until I went on sabbatical in Berkeley in 64-5, where Jonathan was born. And that had a TV in the house, and that was the end of that. Oh. There was just no way to prohibit four or five kids from looking at TV. But they were never welded to TV. We never had that. Mm-hmm. And, you know, computer games were yet to come. They missed sort of that generation, their mm-hmm. grandchildren's generation. So they all like to read, and they read different things at different times. Mm-hmm. They're all bright, smart in different ways. They have different talents. It's very interesting to see, you know, 9 is a statistically significant sample. I mean, they all have very different interests. I mean, a scientist here and a mm-hmm. physics type scientist, a biological type scientist, a teacher, drama. I mean, all very different.
It's very interesting.
And in fact, there's no duplication in that sense at all.
Well, it'll be interesting.
Monica graduated in recreation and went to work briefly in San Diego in the recreation department. And, you know, one of the aspects of recreation is, whether you're in camp or something, is you're organized. You've got to keep control of these kids. She is organized. And now that her girls are going to go away to college, she's better do something with that organization.
Yeah. Well, that's wonderful. And I think that it's been such a treat having you share all of this.
My treat.
A contribution, certainly, to San Diego State University's Special Collection. And I want to thank you very much.
Oh, it's been my pleasure, Susan. I've enjoyed it. And I'll look forward to getting things and go through it all again.
And we'll go through it again.
Since you're going to have to listen to it all again.
That should be fun.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, thank you.
Thank you very much.